Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Another conservative news media outlet is settling defamation claims related to its reporting after the 2020 election. One American News is settling with voting technology company Smartmatic. The company submitted a filing to drop the case after attorneys confirmed a private settlement had been reached. Smartmatic had accused OAN of airing false claims about the company after the 2020 election. Smartmatic also has lawsuits pending against Fox News and Newsmax. Seven jurors have been selected so far for the trial of Donald Trump in New York City. USA's John Schaefer has details.
Jury selection proceedings now midway through, and the process of selecting a full panel of 12 New Yorkers and 6 alternates is continuing. Trump's legal team has encountered some challenges in their attempts to disqualify jurors due to their anti-Trump social media activity. The former president faces allegations of falsifying business records to conceal payments made to an adult film star shortly before the 2016 election.
Texas Republican Ted Cruz is pressing the case for an impeachment trial to happen in the U.S. Senate to oust Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Cruz and many Republicans blame Mayorkas and the Biden administration for allowing an invasion at the U.S. southern border.
In 2018, the drug cartels made roughly $500 million from human trafficking. In 2022, they made $13 billion.
Republicans contend Mayorkas is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Democrats argue this is just a policy difference that is being blown out of proportion. It's now official. Women's basketball phenom Caitlin Clark is going pro.
The Indiana Fever selects Caitlin Clark.
The Fever officially selected Clark with a number one overall pick in the WNBA draft in the draft. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
There are injuries reported in the wake of a pair of tornadoes that touched down in eastern Kansas. Two people were hurt when their camper was blown over by a reported EF1 tornado that hit Wichita. There was also tornado damage reported in Missouri and Iowa. A twister that hit a rural area near Des Moines destroyed a barn with several horses inside. The National Weather Service warned more tornadoes are possible across the upper Midwest Wednesday, along with hail, heavy rain, and high wind. Speaker Mike Johnson has said the House will take up separate bills this week to provide aid for Israel, Ukraine, and other allies one at a time. Democrats want Johnson to bring up a Senate-passed foreign aid package that includes aid for everyone, but hardline conservatives are pushing against that. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was adamant on how the Biden administration feels about those bills.
We are opposed to a standalone bill that would just work on Israel, as we've seen proposed, we would oppose a standalone bill, yes.
Meanwhile, Speaker Johnson thinks the House will vote Friday on the separate bills. A new Iowa law criminalizes illegal immigration. State officers in Iowa can now arrest previously deported migrants. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds blames the Biden administration for neglecting border security and cites concerns about drug trafficking and human trafficking. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and thank you for joining us and being part of the solution, not adding the problem, because, you know, we need solution makers here right now instead of troublemakers, and we got a lot of troublemakers going on, and it's a little bit of a challenge, no doubt. Because, you know, troublemakers, the difference between them and solution makers are troublemakers are fixed. They're fixed in their ideology. As Jordan Peterson says, you can be so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. It's hard to sit down and reason with somebody who's ideologically fixed. So you need to be open-minded in as much as that you can take in the information, but also be smart enough to know what to do with it, to exercise critical thinking so that you maximize said opportunity that comes your way. Jeff Simmons is joining us now. He's got a new book, The Business of Ministry, How to Maximize God's Resources for Kingdom Impact. And we're going to talk about how it relates primarily to ministry, but a lot of the principles, you know, if not all of them, that Jeff is going to be sharing with us is applicable in any business. Because all businesses, if you are for God, is a ministry, isn't it, Jeff?
It's exactly right, Bill. That is a great way to say it. And thanks for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Hey, looking forward to it. Jeff Simmons is the founding and senior pastor of Rolling Hills Community Church, which he and his wife, Lisa, planted 20 years ago. 20 years ago. That was like yesterday, right, Jeff?
Yeah, it goes so fast.
It really is. So they've had incredible success doing and following the principles, kingdom principles, and doing what God said. He actually believes what God said, and he does it. Yeah. Imagine that. What a novel concept, right, Jeff?
It is. But I mean, you just walk with the Lord and trust him. I mean, God is so faithful, Bill. And man,
yes.
Hang on and watch what God will do. It's awesome.
You know, one of my favorite verses, I use this all the time, the audience goes, oh, I know what he's going to talk about. But it's true, is that, you know, the conversation, I love this conversation because I can see myself in the conversation at times in my life with between God and Cain after God rejected Cain's offering, right? And
yeah.
he thought he could cheat God. And
right.
God said, I don't think so. You know, it's not going to happen. But the bottom line after, you know, here he is, he's down in the mouth and he's all depressed and everything, thinking, okay, he didn't fool God and, you know, what's wrong with him himself, maybe even if he thought that. But God gave him a really short answer, and it's very much to the point that rings through the millennia, I say, and that is that, hey, if you do right, will it not go well for you? I mean, there's so much packed into that, Jeff, right? If you do right,
will
it not go well for you? Right.
I mean, yeah. And you think about Eugene Peterson, a long obedience in the same direction. Just keep taking the next right step. Just
I
do
love
the
that.
Next right
yeah.
thing. Follow the
exactly.
Lord Jesus and watch what God will do. It's a long obedience in that same direction. Mm. Yeah, that's powerful. You know,
yeah.
I said, right? Sin is crouching at your door. You know,
right.
the Lord spoke to Cain, and you're like, boy, man, we do have sin crouching at our door every time, and there's temptations that we all face. Are we going to do the way things of God, or are we going to go the way of the world? And everybody, you've got to make that decision in your own life.
And it's almost like so many moments of the day we're at that crossroads, right? Because you're gonna be doing the right thing, and then there's sin crouching, saying, no, not that way, you gotta go this way. I mean, that is the dichotomy under which we live, and guess what? God understands that. The creator of the universe, who loves you and wants you to make the right choice, understands it because he's been grieving from that moment in time when Adam and Eve, our first parents, questioned, with help from the devil, whether or not God was really sincere and if that's what he really said, right?
Man, you're exactly right, Bill. And that's every one of us, every day we got to wake up and go, am I going to live for the things of the world? Am I going to live for the things of God? And I think especially when we talk about money, we talk about the business of ministry, but how to maximize God's resources. But every one of us, we're a steward of what God's entrusted to us. And we can either use the money or the resources that we've been given for our own glory, for our own self-gratification, or for the glory of God, to further his kingdom, right? And to make a difference.
Right.
And every day, man, we have to wake up and make that decision to follow Jesus.
Yeah, the problem with money, since you brought it up, is money's neutral until we decide how much affection we want to put to it, right? And so the Bible says it is the love of money, right? So at that point, it is money that becomes, that we put money on the throne. And that's where the problem comes in. And then everybody gets confused. Oh, money must be evil. You must be greedy. Oh, you got a big house. You got a big car. You must be a lover of money when you don't know the hearts of men, do you?
Right. And there were some wealthy people in the Bible. There were some wealthy people that, oh, Lord, I mean, God bless. I mean, Solomon, the wealthiest man that ever lived, right? Abraham.
And will ever live. I mean, so you can try as hard as you want. You'll never be richer than Solomon, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, and we love comparing ourselves to people, and we love trying to, where do I measure up money? Where do I measure up in what kind of car I drive or how big my house is? But you're right. It's the heart. You just said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And so if our treasure is in things of the world, if our treasure is in money and success, boy, that's when we're always going to compare ourselves. We're never going to feel like we measure up or have enough. We're going to live with the scarcity mentality. But, man, if our treasure is in the things of the Lord, we're going to be generous. We're going to be grateful. We're going to bless other people. And that's the whole thing that God wants us to do, is to live for him every single day.
Yeah, unpack that a little bit more, Jeff, because people, think, well, here, I've been blessed. I've got all this income. Why shouldn't my wife wear nice clothes? Why shouldn't she have a nice car? Why shouldn't our home be nice and that sort of thing? But, what we're talking about here is, okay, but what's leading the way? Are we leading with dresses, nice clothes, cars, or are we leading with the kingdom? That's what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying, right? Yeah, I think God gives us things. I mean, we live in the wealthiest nation that has ever existed in history. I mean, kind of think about that for a minute, But God gives us all this, but man, it can so easily become a trap.
Yes.
I mean, he wants us to enjoy life, but pretty soon we become slaves to our possessions, and it's all about, the insurance and fixing it, and we spend all of our time there and not focused on the kingdom of God. We're not sharing Christ with other people. We're not going on mission, or we're not sponsoring orphans, or we have so much that we've been given, but how do we steward that? How do we steward that? And I think it really comes back, Bill, that Matthew 25, when Jesus was talking about the parable of the man, the wealthy man, he goes on a journey and he entrusts his servants, right? But he said, one, he gave 5 talents or bags of gold, depending on your translation, to another 2 talents, and to another one. And then he comes back and they have to give an account. And we forget that sometimes, that we're going to have to give an account of our lives before the Lord God Almighty. And he comes back, he says, hey, what about the one with 5? And the one says, hey, I put it to work, I gained 5 more. And the other one with 2, I gained 2 more. And he says, well done, good and faithful servant. But to the one who did 1, he said, I was afraid and I hid it. And he says, you wicked, lazy servant. So I think there's accountability when it comes to this whole issue of money and stewardship and what do we do with what God's given us.
Yeah, and you know, could you imagine? There's no debate on this. I mean, God rendered judgment on that mindset, right? And so we need to make sure that we do not embrace anything close to that mindset, because there was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It was pretty definitive, wasn't it?
Oh, very. I mean, wow. I mean, those are pretty strong words. Jesus, right? I mean, he's talking red letters. He's like, he's wicked, slave servant.
Right. Hey, well, I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up on the other side. More from Pastor Jeff Simmons. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Less than 1% of the people in the Balkan region are evangelical Christians. We at the Tide Ministry are pleased to announce a new partnership with Media 7 Balkan, the largest Christian radio network in the region, currently reaching over 7 million people with the gospel. The goal of this partnership is to establish more indigenous Christian TV channels and radio stations throughout the Balkan countries. These channels will air personal testimonials from local believers to inspire interested viewers to learn more about the transformative power of the gospel. The goal is for every person in the Balkan region to hear the gospel and every believer to become a mature Christian grounded in the Word of God. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is using broadcast media to tell people about Jesus in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Good to have you along with us. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Pastor Jeff Simmons, his new book, The Business of Ministry, How to Maximize God's Resources for Kingdom Impact. Jeff, why the book?
Yeah, Bill, I think, you know, really, when I went to I went to undergrad and I majored in finance and marketing, and I thought I'd be a Christian businessman. Honestly, I really wanted to go and be a part of a local church. I wanted to make money and be generous to the church and go on mission trips. And then God called me to ministry, and I was like, what in the world? So I went to seminary, studied, you know, biblical hermeneutics and systematic theology. When I graduated, I got a job at a church, and I walked in right during budget season. And all the pastors are freaking out going, man, budget, I hate it. You know, and I'm thinking, well, yeah, it's easy. Revenues, expenses, you know, projections.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's it's better than a root canal, like that commercial is. You know? Right?
Yeah.
What would you rather do, budget or have a root canal? I have a root canal. I don't want to do budgets.
Well, that's what I found in the church. You know, a lot of times we shy away from money. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to do budgets. But I also found that with Christ followers and being a pastor in a church. And there's a lot of people who just don't want to deal with money. And yet, money is something Jesus talked about almost more than any other topic. And what you realize is this is an area where we can win. And what I saw with a lot of churches is like, man, we can do this right for churches, nonprofits, individual followers of Jesus. And we can use the resources God's given us for kingdom impact. And I think we can do it better. I think there's principles that we can apply that, man, we can really make a difference for the glory of God.
Yeah, because when you think about doing it better, who's the chief executive officer of your business?
But Jesus
himself, right? I mean, it's like, hey, just go to the CEO of the company, ask him, hey, what's up? You know, just saying, right? Huh? You write about the five R's. Tell our audience about the five R's.
Yeah, I really believe that. You know, a lot of times you drive around, you see, empty church building, and you think, you know, well, what happened to that building? You know, and there were some good-hearted people. There were people there who felt a call to plant or, you know, have a church or pastor a church. But over time, it just gets lost, and then they can't keep up with the expenses or paying the bills, and the building closes, and it becomes, you know, whatever else, a bar or a condo or whatever.
But, man,
what if we could reclaim, and then that's why I try to talk about these things. What if we could reclaim, whether it's buildings or whether it's the next generation, or what if we could reimagine how we do ministry? You know, the disciples never thought, hey, I'll use the internet, you know, to reach people for Jesus. But we're disciples today. What if we reimagine how we do ministry? I mean, every single Christ follower out there, we can have the opportunity to share Christ with, I mean, talking literally millions of people. And how do we use the platform God's given us today? So all of this reclaim, the reimagine, all those things lead up, I pray, to revival. And I pray that God would bring revival into our land, into our country. And it's going to take every Christ follower saying, I want to be fully invested. I want to invest my time, money, energy, and resources for the kingdom of God. And then you see the fire of God come down. You know, revival doesn't start out there until it starts in here. It doesn't start in our country until it starts in the church. And so I'm praying revival would come. And so all these R's are leading up to hopefully God coming back and Jesus stepping into our lives, into our world today, and saying enough pain, enough suffering, you know, and for us to hear those words we all long to hear. Well done, good and faithful servant. You know, you were wise with what I entrusted to you, and you used it for the glory of God.
Jeff, I can't thank you enough for bringing up revival, because it's so critical, because this is where we are. This is the trajectory we need to be on right now, is that this is what our focus needs to be on. This is all coming to revival. And just as you said, it's going to happen in the church first. It has to, because you can't be revived if you were never revived to begin with, right?
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So it's gonna
happen. That's the ignition point, is the church. So we look to the church for revival, and that is a really, you know, kind of like Nineveh. When Nineveh got the word, you know, from the prophet, the reluctant prophet, the leadership was, you know, there were, you have to think about how messed up Nineveh. Here was a very prosperous, they're doing well, everything is going crazy. I mean, they're having a good time. You know, they're living large. They're killing their babies. They're all got cars and, you know, extra goats and pigs and whatever, and, you know, whatever. They're just living all kinds of fun and everything. But they knew, I think, in their heart of hearts, in their God-given, you know, DNA, there was part of it that said, this is not good. You know, this is not good. And the prophet comes with an ignited, anointed word from God, and it lights them up. it lights them up to such a degree that they just fall down. They go, oh, man, this is the truth. And so everybody goes, I mean, starting with the king, man, they're all wearing sackcloth. And he goes, that's not enough. Let's the animals, put sackcloth on the animals. This is how deep and fervent the revival was. And it saved that country for a hundred years, right? So if we're going to have the same here, it's going to, you know, that's the target. That's what we need to see happening. But as you say, the ignition point is going to be in the church. It'll be the church that'll do this, and it will have such an impact that a majority of people, this will be an organic movement that will light up this country, and not only light up the country, because America being what it is, it will light up the world, Jeff. God willing.
Amen. That's exactly right, Bill, and that's why revival's got to start here. And you remember after 9/11, I mean, every church was packed, right?
Yes.
Because what you're talking about, people know inside there's got to be more to life. People know they need a Savior. People know they need to be redeemed and restored. And so, man, just that spark when the church comes alive and just says, man, everything for the glory of God. You know, I don't want to just give 10% back to God. I know that's what I'm called to do. I want to give 100%. Everything in me for the glory of God. And boy, when you start to see that kind of fire and that kind of passion, I believe, man, it's going to set the world on fire. And just like you said, America. And I mean, we can look at those signs, right? I mean, Jesus talked about Matthew 24, but the signs that are coming. But you start to see even just politically, or you start to see world events and what's happening right now in Israel and what's happening, you know, in Iran.
Exactly.
And you see Iran and Russia and China aligning, and you start to see, you know, the U.S. and Europe. You know Jesus is coming back soon.
Oh, yeah.
And there have been
these are all
taking place.
Exactly. These are all warning signs. As Charles Finney said, revival happens when it's supposed to. And and we may, you know, hey, look, we know that ultimately there is going to be the grand finale revival, because that's all part of the end days anyway, right? And this could very well be part of it. It may fit into that. We don't know for sure. We know in part. We prophesy in part. That's what we do. So we trust that God is the controller of time, and He's managing that. But, you can imagine, Jeff, if we're able to experience this, what this will mean for families, for marriages, for kids that have been lost, have been caught up in the culture, that are, you know, they're gender confused, some whose bodies have been, you know, debilitated, the abortion level that we've done. I mean, we're a modern day Nineveh on so many levels.
Yeah.
But it's just, by the grace of God and His mercy and forbearance, maybe, just maybe we get an opportunity to do this. But I know that I'm like you. I feel like a revival is just right around the corner, because this is unsustainable. The madness is unsustainable. But we need to understand what we're going to hang on to. Because going back to what we said in the first segment, you got to decide what you're going to hang on to. Are you going to hang on to the things of the world, or hang on to the things of the kingdom? That is the crossroads that still remains, isn't it?
I mean, you're exactly right. And, you know, you think about it. I mean, there have been four really great revivals that have taken place, or great awakenings in the United States, and they come about every 60 to 80 years. And a lot of people would say the last one came out of a really dark time, right? I mean, and it was out of, you know, Woodstock, or it was out of Vietnam, a lot of that. And then all of a sudden you have Jesus Revolution that sprung up. And, you know, you're going to see another great awakening. I mean, we're approaching that 60, that 70-year mark. It's coming. Jesus is coming. And I'm telling you, there's going to be conviction. There's going to be really just awe and reverence. But the church has got to take the lead. This is our time.
Yes.
This is our call. This is our opportunity. And it starts with every one of us.
And be aware, just like during the Jesus Revolution, there was wheats and tares. The wheats and tares are still coexisting right now, right, Jeff?
So don't
think that the revival is going to be 100%. It's going to be is a clear revelation that there is wheats and tares growing alongside one another.
Right. Until the ultimate in time when Jesus does return. But, man, that's where we have to be faithful. Have to be faithful. Right.
Jeff Simmons, we got to leave it there. How can people be in touch with your ministry?
Hey, just go to jeffsimmons.org. You can find out more information about the book, the business of ministry. You're also finding The Extraordinary, another book that's been out. But lots of great ways I hope to help you.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
News update. Texas Republican Ted Cruz is pressing the case for an impeachment trial to happen in the U.S. Senate to oust Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Cruz and many Republicans blame Mayorkas and the Biden administration for allowing an invasion at the U.S. southern border.
In 2018, the drug cartels made roughly $500 million from human trafficking. In 2022, they made $13 billion.
Republicans contend Mayorkas is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Democrats argue this is just a policy difference that is being blown out of proportion. NASA confirming that a metal object that crashed through a Florida home last month was indeed a chunk of space junk from the International Space Station. The space agency said it was a metal support used to mount old batteries on a cargo pallet for disposal. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The other thing, too, that's hanging in the balance of all this, TK, is your First Amendment right, your freedom of speech. And here you have a choice. You can stay employed by the Capitol Police Department, and here, in a sense, you were compelled to resign your position, what, less than 2 years from retirement and all benefits.
15 months.
Right? Okay, so you could have been a quote-unquote good boy, as they say, and taken one for the team, bit your tongue, but for the sake of our Constitution and a First Amendment right to make sure that the whole truth and nothing but is put out there, you surrender your financial security. I mean, our audience needs to understand that. This, I mean, you talk about, I mean, you know, here you got Steve Sun who writes the book Courage Under Fire. You are a profile in courage, you and of yourself and the story and your family that's all involved in this.
Yeah, I could write a book, but I'm not focused on doing any of that. There are people that are probably in jail that are innocent. Yes. There are people that are in jail, even if they are guilty of something, they may have more charges attributed to them. Right. So I can't focus on me making money. Now, the Gifts and Gold that I set up, well, a friend of mine set up for me because he was like, TK, he says, you're only in the second quarter of this fight. You know, right. I didn't expect it to go this long. And he said, you need funds. So he told me that this is basically what I had to do.
Right. And he was right, because I was, you know, I looked at my...
Thank God for friends, TK.
Yeah, no question. And then he got me on the right track. And then I was working a security job on the weekend. So because of the gifts and go that I set up, I didn't have to work every single weekend anymore. Mm-hmm. And it got me time to do a lot of J6 work. And I got a lot of accomplished. I've done a lot of interviews, so I got some stuff taken care of, you know. So, and it is because of the community, and I appreciate it.
Well, I want you to know we honor you. We honor your courage to come on the show to tell your story, because this is so important, because we know the information that we're getting from the government, it is one-sided. It is a narrative. I mean, even to the point, as you know, the J6 committee that spent a lot of the people's money to investigate what happened in January 6th, and they were told before they disbanded to hold on to all the evidence. And these scoundrels, you know, bleach bit, you know, they did a Hillary Clinton. They got rid of all the evidence, all the information that we the people paid for. They destroyed it so that the incoming new majority of the Republican Party would no longer have access and all the bases and background information of everything that they had conducted in the previous months.
I can tell you this, they didn't delete anything from me because they never interviewed me. They never interviewed me. I never got to testify.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Why do you think that they didn't interview you?
Because they knew what I was going to say. They knew that the narrative, because I called. Now, I don't know if you know about this, Bill, but I knew it was Yogananda Pittman's fault immediately.
Yes.
And I called on January 9th to report it. I was looking for FBI contact. So I called a friend of mine, Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, and I told him what Yogananda Pittman did and what she was doing. And an hour after I made the call to him, because when I called him, I just wanted an FBI contact to let them know that this is not what it looks like, you know,
right.
Because she literally let this happen. And I told Senator Leahy she was going to let everybody die that day. She wasn't going to help anybody. And when I say that, it would have been I did it for the officers, demonstrators, and the members of Congress.
Exactly.
And I basically told him what she was doing, and then he said he was going to give me an FBI contact, or he was going to call his chief of staff. We hung up the phone. An hour later, the Capitol Police called me and told me I was suspended. So I found out later that Pittman had already known everything, and she suspended me.
Right.
So they knew I was going
to. Leahy didn't help you. I mean, he could have put you under, you know, a whistleblower status, couldn't he have?
I don't know exactly what he could have done because the whistleblower protections for Capitol Police officers are extremely poor. And with J. Thomas Manger, who is the current chief, he's not allowing Capitol Police officers to be covered under the Whistleblower Protection Act. So they can't go out and speak without fear of retaliation. So that's what they're doing.
Right. So you got thrown under the bus real quick, and you were put on suspension for 17 months. Was that without pay or with pay?
It was with pay, but obviously no overtime.
Right.
I had to stay in the house. I couldn't leave my house from the hours of 8 to 4. I couldn't.
You had to stay in the house. You're basically on house arrest.
I was on house. It's basically effectively a house arrest. I couldn't step off my property. I couldn't go for a jog in my neighborhood. After 16 months, they did give me permission to go for a run in my neighborhood. After 16 months.
Unbelievable.
I went next. But and I was so stressed during this particular time. I was checking my mail one day, and I dropped the mail. It was a windy day. So the mail came out of my mailbox and went into the street. And I didn't know if I could go pick it up without calling the Capitol Police first. I was that, because I knew what they were going to do to me. Mm-hmm. So I literally looked at the mail and tried to make a decision. Should I pick the mail up or should I call the Capitol Police first? Because I would have to step into the street to get my mail.
So did they have your home geofenced, so to speak, to where they would have known if you stepped over a barrier?
No, they wouldn't have known that. But my mental, because I was suspended so long, not knowing what they were going to do, but knowing that they were going to crush me.
Yes.
I didn't want to make my situation worse if they had a camera, they were looking at me, because
exactly.
They would say, you stepped off your property, we told you not to step off the property, you are now suspended and fired, you know,
right.
Suspended without pay,
waiting for termination. So I said, I'm not taking any chances. But I said, you know what? I got to get my mail. I ran and got my mail, worried for the few days, called my attorney, told my attorney that I stepped off. My attorney probably thought I was nuts. But I was stressed because...
Let me ask you if we can rewind for just a moment. You know, here, January 6th, you see all this unfolding. You say, wow, this is a trap. This is a setup. What happened when the Capitol came under attack with BLM and Antifa? What was it? 8 months earlier. Well, was there a prequel? Was there advance notice? Was there planning, you know, and information that was given to Capitol Police about the potential disruption and protest of BLM and Antifa?
Well, actually, the Black Lives Matter, that was at the White House. That wasn't at the Capitol.
Well, but okay, but still in the vicinity, regard, right? Because they were there at what Lafayette Square across the street from the Capitol, tried to burn down the church, as we know. President Trump had to be secured. But regardless, I mean, you've got a government, a federal, you know, the White House in this particular case, being put under siege. Did you, were you given, or were you responsible at all in dealing with that, that protest?
No, not at all.
Because you're confined to the Capitol solely 100%, right?
To the Capitol, the Capitol buildings. Like we have the Library of Congress, we have the Senate buildings and the House of Representatives buildings. Mm-hmm. So that's my span of control right there.
Was there any intel, any after action report of what happened with BLM and Antifa shared with Capitol Police? Because you're not that far away in the Capitol building in the White House, and you're talking about security. Was there any discussion and shared information between Capitol Police and the police department of D.C.?
Not to my knowledge, but that wouldn't have went to me. That would have went more likely to Yogananda Pittman. That would have went to her unit, maybe Chad Thomas unit. But no, that wouldn't have made it to me.
Well, based on your experience, do you think that would have been useful?
As far as
just training purposes, understanding,
I would say any information, all of it would have been useful. You know, especially the intel saying that what was going to actually occur at the Capitol would have been absolutely useful, and we couldn't even get that. So, you know, expecting Pittman to give us, you know, intel and talk to us about Antifa and Black Lives Matter when she wouldn't even tell us what was going to happen at our own building that she knew? No.
Yeah, exactly.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Capitol Police Officer T.K. Johnson sharing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but what really happened on January 6th, and it is the truth, and his commitment to his command in securing the Capitol building and those in it, senators and congressmen and congresswomen. He ends up being suspended. He is no longer part of the Capitol Police, sadly. You think of somebody with this kind of experience and talent, and to not have him be a part of the operation to this day, I believe, in my humble opinion, is a great loss to our country and the Capitol Police force. Now, let's go back and revisit for a moment here. You shared very quickly when it came down for you to make a decision. You're on comms, trying to get Yogananda Pittman to make a decision to clear the Senate, to clear Congress, get the congressmen, get the senators, get them to safety, because, you know, even as Stephen Sun said, in these numbers, I'd not heard the numbers 58-1. I know you had said before that you were greatly outmanned, that I guess the bottom line is, if this was truly an insurrection, you, the Capitol Police would have been easily outgunned and overwhelmed.
100%. And no, this was not an insurrection. I've said this multiple times. Now, I would have said, like, I did say it was an insurrection, like, in 2021, but I started finding out more information, and people have to be able to change their position when presented new facts. And exactly. The facts just don't present that. This was just basically a coup set up by Yogananda Pittman. Now, she did it because, I believe she did it because she wanted Sun fired as the chief of police, and she wanted to gain favor from Nancy Pelosi is why she did it. So now,
interesting. Yeah.
Yes. So all you have to do, I would say, if anybody really wants to know what really occurred on January 6th, you have to listen to the radio transmissions first and then work your way back. And then find out what intel she had before January 6th. That's all you have to do. Once you listen to the radio transmissions, which the committees, that were in 2021 and 2022 never focused on those radio transmissions.
Yeah, of course not.
And if you have, all you have to do is get somebody who doesn't have a vested interest. They can be Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't have a vested interest in the outcome of the investigation just to look at it, listen to the radio transmissions, ask certain questions, and then you'll easily know. Because, and I said this multiple times, if the amount of people that were there, if they wanted to take over the Capitol, we couldn't have stopped them.
Right.
Now, even the movie 300, I know you heard of that movie 300. And I don't know if you know, all those people died.
Yes.
They all died in that movie. So it wasn't like they beat up 10,000 people. They died.
Yes.
And the thing was, they were just trying to hold like that ridge for a certain amount of time. They knew they were going to die, but they wanted to hold a ridge for a certain amount of time. And we were outnumbered, and the thing was, we weren't protecting a ridge. They could have came in, and they did come in on all sides of the building. We were surrounded fairly quickly. If they wanted to get in, now, obviously we know there was some violence that occurred on January 6th, but right. If they wanted to take over and kill all the members of Congress, we couldn't have stopped them if that was the purpose of everybody there. So when people get charged, they should only be charged with what they did. The problem that you have, Bill, is that everybody that is getting arrested for January 6th, when they're at the defense table, the jury is looking at all of them as insurrectionists.
Right.
That's the difficult part.
Because of the narrative. It's the narrative that's out there. I mean, you use a professional multimedia producer director who cherry picks information and clips, you know, from January 6th and presents it in the most negative of light to be consistent with what they wanted us to know. This is a thing that we say repeatedly on the show, TK. I asked the question, who told you? Who told you it was an insurrection? Do you know that? And I challenge our audience. I said, look, even like here, you and I are talking and you're answering questions and you're being very forthright. And I'm grateful for your honesty and transparency on this. But I caution our audience all the time. I said, look, don't just take my word for it. Don't just take TK's word for it. He's told you several times where to go and listen for some information and see if your journey into fact finding will either reaffirm or deny what he's presented to you. Is that fair to say?
That's perfect to say. Just, I'm not asking anybody to believe me. All I'm asking you to do is do your own research.
Exactly.
All you have to do is listen to the radio transmissions and listen for Unit 2, and that's Yogananda Pittman, and listen for me, 405J John, and then you make the determination if what I did deserved to be suspended for 17 months and basically constructively fired. But at the end of the day, I never was going to go back because I could never work for Yogananda Pittman, knowing what she did on that day alone. What I found out after I resigned was even worse. And all the people who came out, the whistleblowers who came to speak against Yogananda Pittman and how she, along with J. Thomas Manger, crushed them, I'm glad I left.
How many years did you work under Yogananda Pittman?
She was there for 22 years. I was there for 23. She was, my direct commander. One time while I was there, I was a sergeant at the Capitol. She was a captain. And, now as assistant chief, if I'm not in her bureau, I don't work directly for her, but she is still technically one of my bosses, you know, but she's been over me probably for, I think she got promoted around 2008, 2009 to lieutenant or something like that. So from 2009 to 2021.
Did you suspect that there was a breakdown in leadership? Did you observe something that would cause you to be cautious prior to January the 6th?
Nothing. She put they didn't put anything out to operations. Now, I'm an operation commander at the Capitol. And you don't tell me what's going to occur on January 6th when you knew.
Exactly. Who invited, who opened the doors to the Capitol building and invited, who authorized those officers to, because we see it on video where they're waving, you know, the protesters into the building. Who authorized that?
Well, now, a lot of, now I don't know, you have to look at the times that this occurred. I would have to go back and see the times and actually see the video, but a lot of times when they were, when people were just basically allowed into the building, the Capitol had already been evacuated of members of Congress from the Senate and the House. And this is what I believe, unless somebody shows me something that, that counters that. And we knew that it was the officers, and I haven't spoken to the officers, and I haven't spoken to many officers since I left, because I never really went back. I never went back to work again, but
TK, you got friends there. You got brothers in arms. I mean, to cut yourself off and not have that connection, that's got to be personally painful.
Well, yeah, you know, my wife worked there too. I met my wife there. We got married. So my wife was there, and it's funny because they said all hands on deck. My wife was an officer there, was at home. And she wasn't sick or anything. They just told her to stay home and basically relax. So it was not all hands on deck. You should have had everybody there. That wasn't done. There was so much that needed to occur on January 6th, but didn't happen.
What's happened? Has anything happened adversely to your wife because of your situation?
She was old enough to retire.
Okay.
I wasn't there. My wife's a little bit older than I am, so she got to retire, and I could not. She had her 25 years, and she left.
I see. Okay. So she knew that this was a bad situation, and I imagine heartbroken to see what they had done to her husband. We've got about 5 minutes left here, TK, and I want to give you an opportunity to kind of summarize your story, remind everybody about Give, Send, Go, how we can come alongside and support you and your family.
I'll be brief with the Give, Send, Go. If you can help, help. It keeps me in the fight. Keeps me on Twitter. Keeps me doing interviews. I don't have to work so much. I can take off from my part-time job, which I work security on the weekends. And my Give, Send, Go has helped me not do that, so I can do interviews and still spend a little bit of time with the family. And I don't have to focus so much on trying to get a new job and to be silenced in any way, because I don't want that.
TK, we got to leave it there. I cannot thank you enough for your courage, for your support of the U.S. Constitution. You're a fellow constitutionalist, and I got to tell you, I love you for that, because this is what we need. We need patriots that aren't about a party, but they're about the American idea, that was born out of our Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution. And clearly, there are forces that want to do everything they can to topple our rights as citizens as enumerated in our U.S. Constitution. Again, I remind our audience to go to the campaign to support TK. Remind them of the website again, TK, where they can go.
You can go look at my profile on Twitter. You can find me. I think my name is, you can see my name right there, Tariq Johnson. You can put that in and you can find my profile, and you'll be able to find my Give, Send, Go there. But more importantly, follow me and you'll be getting up-to-date information on the J6 cover-up, because that's primarily what I'm focusing on. If you look at my most recent tweets, I'm focusing on J. Thomas Manger because I know what he's doing and I know why he's doing it. So that's my focus.
Exactly. TK, thank you. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you for having me, Bill. Take care.
You got it. Our thanks to TK Johnson for being with us today. For more information and to be a part of this mighty movement to return to God and to save our country, go to BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.